Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up. Hey.
You stole that voice. I love it.
I was just flipping through YouTube. I wanted to find something to post on my page for tomorrow. And there was this guy had kind of a weird voice, and Greg started doing it, talking about how The Rock's daughter sucks.
She's not very good. I'll tell you what. She's not a good wrestler. I mimic Kelly. I hear things and I try to repeat them in my own voice.
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
You're usually pretty good. This is pretty good. But I don't know where that voice is from.
You say usually.
I was listening to what he was playing. And
that's The Rock's daughter, supposedly?
I took it off on that. No, it's a guy talking about The Rock's daughter.
No.
Did you just go walk about for 20 seconds when he was talking about it?
It was The Rock. Why would I pay attention? I don't mind The Rock, but I'm just like, yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
All right, that's fair. I'll take that.
I'm
not even mad at your response. I'm not.
I will take that as the reason why, you know, and you know, when the show was over today, our boss came in and yelled at us.
A little bit.
Didn't want to yell, but wasn't pleased.
I don't know why. Sometimes I just feel like saying, just talking in different voices all the time. Might be a split personality. I probably got like 6 or 7.
Do you do that at home with the family?
No, I don't do it around the family. I do it when I'm by myself. Yep.
I do too, a little bit.
I mess around with voices.
I like to do it. I did it when the kids, when they were younger, and I look back and there's some things about that I regret.
What do you mean?
I had fun with the kids, and we were doing a radio show, and we had different people call in, different voices, different nationalities, everything.
Yeah.
Call in and be part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I also, once in a while, after brought my mom a lunch, and she'll say, can I get a lemonade? And you get a lemonade, and can I have the ketchup? And then I'll walk out to the ketchup. Get your damn ketchup. Yes, ketchup. I'm going to get some ketchup under my breath.
Right.
And then I'll say, well, it's your mother.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Easy does it.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's hard.
Get your fucking ketchup. But I get it.
You realize.
And I bring it with a smile.
Can I tell you something? And you do so much for your mom. We've said many times, you take very good care of your mom. It is normal to get frustrated with our parents.
I will say, yeah.
And you vocalize it sometimes.
Just
right?
A little bit.
Kelly, this isn't a complaint. It's a compliment. You vocalize it sometimes, little times, and then everybody knows you love your mom. But it's normal. We've all done it. And I'm sure, our kids will do it with us. Me sooner than you.
I will say, usually she's thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll walk in, what's for lunch?
And I go,
listen.
Yeah.
Don't what's for lunch me
you just
right off
the
bat.
Right, right.
Usually she's pretty good, but sometimes I will swear at myself a little
There's
bit.
Always things about your parents that, you know, and look, and you feel bad about saying it, but you're a human being. You know, like my dad, when it comes over, if he wants a refill, I always like, hey, can I get you coffee? And they always say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is, so I'm going to give you mine, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to give you my frustration. And it's just a small one. My parents, I love my parents. They're lovely people, obviously. Duh. When my dad wants a refill, he just slides it across the counter and looks at me. He slides it across the counter and then goes like this. Like this. So he slides it like this. Watch. So here it is. He slides it. Here it is. Right? Slides it and then goes, taps on the table twice.
My God,
doesn't say anything.
Would he do that to a server at a restaurant?
I don't know.
Oh,
but my dad is older, right? So he's old school. And parents, you know, that's one thing that we, all of us our age, are dealing with our parents in that way. So this is not something terrible, horrible.
No.
It is just a simple thing that he did that any other place, pushed it across, and then taps and looks at me. And then I'm thinking like, this is my struggle, and I'm being honest. So don't talk about this with my family, okay? They all know, but anyway, except my parents don't. But my struggle is, do I school him?
Once in a blue moon,
do I say
slight little message?
What? Like I just look. I'm like, I'm sorry. Right. I'm what? Sorry. What?
What do you need?
What?
Try to elicit a
coffee,
please.
Coffee. What?
You
yeah, exactly. I try to do that, and at the end of the day, it's a small little thing that I shouldn't even really care mm-hmm. about. And I know because some of you listening are going, dude, you're lucky you have your parents.
Yep.
I know.
Right, but you also said, that. You know, it's not an excuse. You could say please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's I know that. I'm fully aware of that. I'm just saying that, you know, just because they're my parents doesn't mean that you look at situations differently. I would look at that. If anybody did that to me, I would go, whoa, you could at least ask. But it's my parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they get way more leeway than anybody else. But sometimes you're like, please would be nice. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Or I'm in the kitchen. That kind of thing. I'm in the kitchen and I'll get, I got a dirty dish out here. You know,
right.
You're going to have like 17 more if I stop picking them up.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You see, know? That's what I say to myself.
Scotty's not, you never say anything, but that is a thing that sometimes mm-hmm. you have to deal with, especially as they get older. Scotty's not there yet.
Well, there's things, you know, that happen that pop up. My dad is the oldest living McMullen, and he's not happy about that.
Yeah,
he is not happy. He did not plan on living this long, and I don't know if it wasn't for his family.
Not living this long? All his family members died at an earlier age.
At an earlier age, so he's like, you know, and it's kind of like pressure on him. Like when my dad retired, it's like part of him went away. Like he wants to get up every day. He wanted to go to work.
He was defined by his work.
Yes.
To him.
You know, it was work and family, work and family. Well, you know, there's no work anymore. And
right.
not saying family, but like we don't, for lack of a better word, I'm going to use it. We don't need him. You know, we're not going, Dad, hey, I need money. Dad, can you come fix this? Dad, can you do this? It's like he's kind of bummed. And sometimes like when I'm around him, like he'll be talking to everybody and, so-and-so passed. I'll tell you what. We're like in the front row now.
Yeah.
What? He says. And then
He's in the queue.
And every once in a while he'll say, whoa.
Right.
Looks like they jumped a spot.
Right.
You know, if somebody younger passes away and stuff. So sometimes I always have to be like, all right, you know, we don't have to be so negative.
Laura,
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm kind of sad.
Well, we were talking, Laura, just to clue you in, about, you know, Kelly made a comment about his mom asking for or something, and he's like, I'll get you. And I'm like, you know, that is a normal thing. Like, you don't want to criticize your parents, but the more you take care of your parents, and for those of you that aren't where we're at now, if it comes down the road, know that it can be frustrating, and it's okay to be frustrated. That, like, you don't snap at your parents.
It's a please and thank you thing.
Yeah,
like,
but
sometimes
it's very
there's no please
thing.
Or thank you.
I'm trying to say, don't feel guilty about getting frustrated. It happens. It's how you handle it that makes the difference. Like, Kelly will go outside and go, rah, 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 like kind of thing. And I mentioned the coffee cup, you know, sliding it over and just looking at me with my dad, you know, and I'd be like, you could ask.
That right there is
Sunday night
hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it's totally my dad. It's totally my dad. Puts the cup, slides it over and just looks at me, taps the table. And so my mother joins right in. And I'll, you know what I'll do? I'll make him another cup. You know, I'm never going to, I mean, you know.
That is hilarious.
But these things happen.
I'm not a bitch.
But if you're not at that point yet, it's probably coming. You know, if they live long enough, hopefully they will.
My grandmother's your parents' ages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love your grandmother.
I love it.
And Grammy
she's
J
a freaking
is still,
live wire.
You know, she's 83 and just.
Oh, my God.
We have a feeling that Grammy J is going to outlive all of us and be taking care of all of us. My parents are convinced that. I'm convinced that Grammy J is still. I got a lot of me from her in the sense that she's like,
that.
She goes, I'm not just going to sit at in my house all day. I'd be bored out of my mind. She is
she's you.
She gets up, she goes. And, you know, her license plate for a while was on to go because
she said she's 83?
Yep.
She was born in 1940 then.
Yep.
What month?
She's September 7th.
Same year as my dad.
I want to say my dad was 39.
Get it on with a guy named Kelly?
No, Grammy, no.
You don't know that.
Dave Young.
You don't know that.
No.
The grandfather, we already talked about that.
Yeah, so Grammy J was born in 40. My dad was born in 60. I was born in 82.
The picture that I took of your family at St. Patrick's. What a nice picture. Not that I took it. I just pointed the phone. But everybody's smiling. It's a really, really nice picture.
We have a really great picture, too, of just the girls in the family. And then you can see somebody's head photobombing it. It would have been a wonderful picture.
Might have been me.
Take a look at that one.
I might have been.
Take a look at that one.
Yeah, yep. Look at that right there. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Squeezed in between me and my sister.
Eight boobs and me.
Yeah.
Right there, you know.
Seven boobs.
Seven boobs.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to ask. Okay, good.
Six boobs plus you.
Well, no.
No.
I got Grammy has only one.
Okay.
All right. See,
I didn't bargain Grammy, for that.
No, and okay. I will say,
okay. Okay. Including you as a
Grammy J. No, and I will say, Grammy J has survived breast cancer. Yeah. Grammy J has survived a brain tumor.
I did not
Grammy
know
Grammy J has, she is
Ironsides,
great.
Ironsides, old Ironsides.
She has gone through so much, and she just keeps going. And she came to dinner with us last night.
Did not
see that coming.
I did not know that.
It has made her who she is. She's stronger.
She's a survivor.
Fights through everything.
She's energetic and she's after it every day. That's good. She's a sweetheart. So,
and anyway. I have to make an 8x10 of the photo of you and her.
So
I'm sure she's going to hang. You know right what? On
while
her fridge.
While you're making photos. I think you should make a photo of what I sent you last night. I think that's a great photo. I think you need to put that up on your page.
Okay.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
I'm bet you it's the kids eating ice cream.
Thank you.
Just kidding. He's got
that right there.
He's just leaning back, king of the world.
Oh my God!
Free cone day.
I took a photo. I zoomed in on this, sent it to Laura, and I sent it to Greg, and I'm like. Friggin' best photo ever.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
You got to post that,
it's
Laura.
Hilarious. Those are the ones, too, by the way, as the kids get older that you look at, the goofy ones that aren't like the real photogenic ones, the ones that show their personality, quirks and all. Those are the best photos.
He loves to not smile for
me. I will send the girls photos that, you know, will pop up on stuff like the anniversaries and stuff. And the other day, while Nora was over on her date night, her and... Amy were laughing about something in the other room, and Nora remembered a story that I did not remember, and it's when somebody came in. I want to say it was Moe's, and they gave whoopie pies.
Right.
And I brought two whoopie pies home for the girls. And
so far, it sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
except if they don't go to the girls.
No, they went to the girls, and I put them on the kitchen table, and I said, hey, there's two surprises for you guys upstairs when you go upstairs. They ran upstairs and they ran right by the kitchen and they went in their room. And the two rats had died.
Oh,
brutal.
And you knew that.
I had
was it a coincidence?
Wow, you deserved it, probably.
I put the whoopie pies on the table and I said, there's two surprises for you guys. And I was still downstairs. The girls ran right upstairs.
Ran past the whoopie pies, never saw
into the bedroom and bang, they're standing there and they're crying.
Who has rats?
Oh, my God, I don't. I did not
Allison
remember that.
Allison had rats?
Yeah.
Smart. They're smart animals.
Yeah.
All right.
But Nora's like, I couldn't believe it, like how Dad knew. And I'm like, guys, I had... No idea.
Probably killed him.
Yeah. Probably.
So, Kelly, I couldn't play this on the air, but I did. I just grabbed it now because I figured I could play it for you, and I don't think Laura's heard it either. You know, and we were talking this morning. One of the things we were talking about was the Dynasty documentary on Apple Plus about the Patriots, and now I feel like, you know, Belichick got the shrift. He definitely did. I think he got made to be the scapegoat. Not that he didn't deserve some of that, because I believe that he did make mistakes. I got sick of his attitude of the not talking, but it made sense for, I think, what he was doing. He just didn't give out any details about anything. You know, the fact that Malcolm Butler doesn't know why he sat out of the Super Bowl, that's a bit annoying. But among the other things is, I just think you can't take credit away from what Bill did to help the Patriots win those Super Bowls. He was definitely a huge part of it.
I mean, I think most people know that, but
know.
It sounds like the documentary didn't stay true to that.
So this is just, I want to play this because this tells you what happens when documentaries are made and how you can sit down thinking you're going to be doing a documentary about this, and then when you see it, like Rodney Harrison and Devin McCourty did when they saw this, two great players for the franchise. When they saw it, they were very surprised. And Devin McCourty says he got duped. And I couldn't play this on the air because I think they swear in it. But check this out. This is Devin McCourty being and Rodney Harrison talking about that.
But what did you think, you know, watching the Patriots documentary? it didn't tell the stories of me coming and Corey Dillon. And I mean, I interviewed for 5 or 6 hours. I was in New York and all they had me saying was fuck them all, fuck them all. Like, that's it.
I felt like I got kind of duped. I was like, man, this is going to be great. Like the storytelling, we're talking about this and we're talking about that. Everything that we all gave to the 20 years that it encompassed, they only hit anything that was negative. Hey, we won at a high level and guys stayed there. Like I could have left 2 times. I signed back. There's reasons why.
Like they act like the last 3 or 4 years, because the Patriots have struggled, that Bill can't coach. Bill made some mistakes and he wasn't always the nicest or the purest guy. But at the end of the day, he always did whatever he had to do to make the team better. Think about this. He gave me an opportunity, a fifth round draft choice. He gave Tom Brady an opportunity. He set on a $100 million quarterback when no one thought it was popular and started Tom Brady.
Malcolm Butler was, forget undrafted free agent, he was a tryout guy.
He gives guys who are the underdog an opportunity. No one talks about that. When everybody else is done with a guy, he brings in a Corey Dillon. He brings in a Randy Moss. He brings in a Rodney Harrison. And I just don't think that he got enough credit, enough respect, enough props. Man, this dude is the greatest coach of all time.
Those are two solid guys that I believe. You know what I mean? And that's what documentaries are. You know, it's like being interviewed for the paper. Like, you get interviewed in
print. You never know what they're going to put.
They're going to take a sentence. And it doesn't matter what came before, you know? And that's what frustrates me, I guess, about the way it kind of came out. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you, mm-hmm. so you saw it, so, or heard it, or felt it, or just both, or everything.
Yeah, I still want to watch it. I know there's a lot of film, a lot of stuff you won't see, and you'll still enjoy. But I've heard that from a number of people. No,
absolutely worth seeing. Absolutely worth seeing. All right, and you want to hear some of the talkbacks here?
Sure.
Because we don't have a whole lot of time. Let me see here. This one is one of the callers called in this morning. I mean, you left a talk back about the allergy segment.
Okay.
On Monday, weird allergies. And a woman called in and said her daughter-in-law or whatever is one of those people that has an allergy to water. And it was really weird. Like, how do you get by with that? And this guy called up and said, I don't believe her. So I called him out. And I said, why do you not believe her? Like, why? What's the point in lying about it? Didn't make sense to me. Always not believing everything.
So, Greg, remember how you were just calling me out for basically doubting the woman with the allergy? You're doing that with the royal family right now, calling them out, saying they're lying. Can't have it both ways, Greg. Don't be such a hypocrite.
I'm not saying they're lying. I'm saying that if they were more open and honest about what was going on behind those doors, they wouldn't have the problems they're having now where nobody believes anything. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. A little different.
I mm-hmm. like the birds in the background.
Yeah, it's always nice. Yeah. Always nice. This is somebody...
It's like PBS. It sounded like PBS for me.
They might be coming after me on this one, too.
Colette, I have a camera, and I want to go on the trip, and I want to sit near Greg on the plane, and I was wondering if I could get a joining room with Greg, and we can take our cameras, and when we're swimming in the heat pool...
Here it is.
We'll each have our meat hangers on, and maybe we can take some pictures of some eagles or something. Roadkill, play some pots and pans.
What?
Play some pots and pans?
That's what, see, there's some that just don't make
the
air. It's
weird to end on.
Yeah, it's weird. The meat hangers. I laughed at the meat hangers. I did laugh at the meat hangers thing.
Little
there.
Meat hangers.
Let me see here. Oh, some people were pissed off with one of the callers for Who's the Douchebag this morning.
No, yeah. The real douchebag is the caller who doesn't understand how child support works.
Yeah, some guy didn't like the fact that he got the child support wrong.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Roadkill the one who said she needs to throw him a freaking bone?
She wasn't having sex with him.
What about Diego's bone, Roadkill? What about that? I hope he poops on your couch today.
I love it.
Oh, that's Holly.
I hope she poops on your couch. That's all. How's that going, by the way? Any more shit on the couch or your chair?
There has not been any more poop on the chair.
Very nice. Have you rekindled the relationship? Are you being nice to the dog?
Greg, I went home that day, and since then, I'm taking him out more.
Okay.
And we're getting treats.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yep.
All right. Well, folks, we got to go because I got to go. So we got to go. We're going to all go together.
I'm buying today a snare drum that they use, like at football games, the band plays.
Nice.
One of those humongous ones. I can't wait.
Nice.
Yeah, my neighbors are going to love it.
Of course.
I thought you were done buying drums.
Sets. All done buying drum sets. Now, Laura, hold on. Hold on, Laura. This is a snare drum, which you can have a few of those. And this one, this is epic.
Why do you need more than one?
This one, Kelly,
they
this
have
is one
sounds.
This is the one that you usually would use at a football game, so it doesn't need to be mic'd. It is going to be loud.
You go to so many football games.
Yes.
This should come in handy.
Yes.
All right, everybody. Have a great day. Thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7.
The snare drums.
He's got a wandering in the
snare drums, not drum sets. All done by drum sets.
We will see you tomorrow.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.